Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about treatment of anxiety through learning the belief in Allah's decree. Actually, we are learning about the second aspect of the belief in Allah's decree, which is writing. That is to say, the belief that Allah wrote all the destiny of all the creatures in the preserved tablet 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth. So actually, again, sister, the second aspect of the belief in Allah's decree, which is writing, it means the belief that Allah wrote all the destiny of all the creatures in the preserved tablet 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. And this is mentioned in Surah number 57, verse number 22. So now we will recite, insha'Allah, Surah number 57, verse number 22. الرحمن الرحيم ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأ إن ذلك على الله يسير لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. 57, 22 and 23.
Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. No disaster strikes upon the earth or among yourselves except that it is in a register before we bring it into being. Indeed, that for Allah is easy. In order that you not despair over that which has eluded you, or not exult in pride over what he has given you. And Allah does not like everyone self-deluded and boastful.
Actually, sisters, it is here that we see the beauty of the belief in Allah's decree and how it liberates the believer. If we experience a calamity or trial, we should know that it was already written that it would happen, and there was nothing we could have done to avoid it. There should be no bitterness or regrets, because everything that comes to us from Allah is for the best. The test is how we deal with what comes. Every event can be seen as a blessing for the believer. If it is good, then they are grateful to Allah, the Almighty, and are rewarded for that. And if it is a trial, then they are patient, and they are rewarded for that also. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, said, "Strange are the ways of a believer, for there is good in every affair of his." This is not the case of anyone except a believer. If he has an occasion to feel delight, he thanks Allah, and there is good for him in it. If he gets into trouble and shown resignation, yes, and endure it patiently, there is a good for him in it. This part of the hadith also mentions the good and the evil of the of Allah's decree. It is important to note that what is evil is with the respect of a human being and not with the respect of Allah. Evil results from the human acts of ignorance, wrong, oppression or sin. However, it is allowed and brought into being by Allah. In reality, there is a wisdom and good in everything that occurs in Allah's creation. As Allah said in Surah Ar-Rum, Surah number 30, verse number 41. Surah number 30, verse number 41. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Corruption has appeared throughout the land and sea by reason of what the hands of people have earned. So He, Allah, has let them taste part of the consequences of what they have done, that perhaps they will return to righteousness.
Actually, sisters, we must believe that evil occurs, but the ultimate goal of it is good, that Allah the Almighty may make people taste a part of that which they have done in order that they may return to Him repenting. Allah the Almighty has all the wisdom regarding all the acts, and actually Allah can make us to get the benefit from acts which we think that they are evil. When a person realizes that all things are under the control and decree of Allah, they should be freed from any associating of partners with Allah. There is only one creator and master of this creation, and nothing occurs except with His permission. This should make us realize that there is no use in turning to anyone except Allah when we are in need of something. A correct belief in Allah's decree also shows us the varieties of our daily worries: money, food, clothes, houses, cars. What will come to us is already written. Indeed, it was written before we were even created. We should therefore be careful not to let these things distract us from matters of true importance, like the prayer, seeking knowledge of Allah, and striving to put it into practice. Today, inshallah, we will learn one of the verses of the Holy Quran which contains the three rules regarding the writing of the decree of all the creatures before the creation of the heavens and the earth. We will recite surah number 9, verse number 21. This is a Quranic rule which everyone must remember and actually even must memorize, because it has three important rules regarding the belief in Allah's decree. Surah number 9, verse number 21. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة نمبر 9 verse number 51 verse number 51. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, never will we be struck except by what Allah has decreed for us. He is our protector, and upon Allah let the believers rely.
So actually, sisters, in this verse of the Quran there are three rules. Number one, nothing happens to us except that Allah has ordained for us. Nothing happened to us except that Allah has ordained for us. Number two, Allah is our Lord, the protector. Allah is our... This fact was mentioned by Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, in Surah number 8, verse number 196. The fact that Allah, our Lord, is the protector, Prophet Muhammad mentioned that fact in Surah number 8, or it comes on the tongue of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, in Surah number 8, Surah number 7, verse number 196. 106. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن ولي الله الذي نزل الكتاب وهو يتولى الصالحين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Indeed, my protector is Allah, who has set down the book, and he And he is an ally to the righteous.
So this is the second rule. Allah is our Lord, the protector. The third rule, which we learn from this verse of the Quran, is that we must put our trust in Allah. We must put our trust in Allah. As Allah the Almighty commanded Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, in Surah number 33, verse number 3. In Surah number 33, verse number 3, Allah the Almighty commanded Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, to put his trust in Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa tawakkal 'ala Allah, wa kafa billahi wakila.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rely upon Allah, and sufficient is Allah, its disposer of affairs.
So actually, sisters, in conclusion, regarding Surah number 9, verse number 21, we learn the following. We must put our trust in Allah in all the matters after trying all the means. Number 2, we must have Allah as our protector, that is to say, never to fear any person or anything. Number 3, full acceptance of our decree as it was already written. Actually, sister, separation from Allah through distrust in Him and His goodness makes a person pessimistic. Souls will not find rest until they are filled with pure faith in Allah, submission to Him, and what He had ordained for them. As Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, said, no slave of Allah will truly believe until he believes in predestination, the good and the bad thereof, and until he realizes that what he has fallen him was not going to miss him, and that which missed him was not going to befall him. Having this creed releases one from stress and pain, and lies down heavy burdens and anxieties. As Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, said, from the happiness of the son of Adam is the acceptance of what Allah has decreed for him, and from the misery of the son of Adam is his rejection of what Allah has decreed for him. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, also said, the analogy of a believer is that of a fresh, tender plant. From whatever direction the wind comes, it bends. But when the wind subsides, it becomes upright again. Such is a believer when afflicted with calamities. Whereas the impious is like a pine tree, which stands rigid and straight, until Allah snaps it when He so wills. Actually, we will have a question and answer regarding the belief that Allah already had written all the decree 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth. The question is, Assalamu alaikum. Muslims believe that events such as death and marriage are determined by Allah. My friend was saying that if we commit suicide by jumping from a 20-story building, we will die no matter what. But I believe that even when such events do occur, either intentionally or accidentally, if Allah has not determined that moment to be the person's death, then the person will not die, regardless of how high the building is. And if Allah determines death, anyone can die at any time. Am I right to think that, or my friend is right? Okay, so actually we will answer this question, and we will tell her that you are right in saying that Allah has predetermined everything in our lives, and Allah has power over all the things. This doesn't mean, however, that Allah has made all of our choices for us beforehand, nor does it mean that He forces us to make mistakes so that He can punish us for them. That would not be in accordance with Allah's nature of being just and merciful. For Him to be the one and only one God, He can't be unjust. You were also... Father, also correct in your friend that no one will die unless it is the time that Allah has chosen for them. We see many examples of people surviving terrible car crashes, fires and injuries, and we are amazed when this happens. We also see people in similar situations die. We also see many people die of minor injuries or accidents, or from no apparent reason at all. They die suddenly at a young age. All we can say is that their time was up, and what Allah has decreed must happen. It is highly likely that a person will die from a 20-story fall, but there is no guarantee that this will be the result. A person may be shot multiple times and still live, while another may be killed by a slow blow to the head. This is because the time of death for each and every one of us is predetermined by Allah. This is not a matter of choice for us, not even suicide. This is one of the four things mentioned in the hadith of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, that are written for us while we are still in our mother's womb. The other three things which are written for us were written for us while we are in our mother's womb are the age at which we will die, and whether we will be one of the miserable or the blessed in the hereafter, and our provisions. According to one hadith, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, there is not one among you to whom a seat in the paradise or hell has not been written. One of the companions said, Allah's messenger, should we not then depend upon our destiny or upon our deeds? Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, said, acts of everyone will be facilitated in that which he has been created for him, so that whoever belongs to the company of the blessed will have good works made easier for him, and whoever belongs to the miserable ones will have evil acts made easier for him. So actually, sister, we must believe that our destiny is already written by Allah the Almighty, but still our destiny is determined by our choices. As Allah tells us in the Holy Quran that those who believe in goodness and choose to do the righteous acts will have the path of goodness and paradise made easy for them. Allah also tells us that those who reject believe in goodness and are miserly and arrogant, they will have the path to misery and hell made easier for them. We are not forced into anything. When Allah creates us, He is well aware of all our intentions and all our choices which we will make, and all the things that we will do in our lives before we do them. So actually, if our intention is to do good for the sake of Allah, Allah knows that before we do it, and Allah makes the path towards it easy for us. For those who choose selfishness and arrogance, Allah will allow them to make mischief for reasons only He knows, and He will make their path to hell easy for them. He will then have this recorded as their destiny. Sisters, from what we learn from the Holy, from the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, actually it is the responsibility of every one of us towards herself. If you want to live a good life, and inshallah to do all with the good deeds, and inshallah to have the paradise, your final destination, you must have the intention, clear intention to Allah, that, oh Allah, I have the intention to follow your path, and to do the good deeds, and to obey your commands. This is my choice, this is my intention. Oh Allah, make it easy for me, so that inshallah it will be clear to me that I am from the people of the happiness, because you are making the right path easy for me. Okay? We must all the time have this belief clear for us. So if you notice that becoming closer to Allah is more easy for you, this means that you are one from the people of the happiness. For example, if you feel that you like to recite the Quran, you like to have sincerity in your prayers, you love your prayers, you like to come to the masjid, you like to learn the knowledge of Allah the Almighty through learning the Quran and the Hadith. When you feel that you like all this what I mentioned and it is easy for you, this is a sign from Allah that you are from the people of the happiness. But if you have the opposite feeling, that is to say, when someone will tell you, come to the masjid to attend the class, no, I am very busy, I don't have any time to Allah. When someone will tell you, you must learn the meaning of the verses of the Quran, you will be questioned about it on the Day of Judgment, no, I am very busy, Allah is the most merciful, I don't like it, it's very difficult for me. When someone will come and tell you, let us pray at night 2 rak'ahs for the sake of Allah, so that Allah will make our life easy, no, I like the television, I enjoy the television until 1 o'clock in the morning, I can't wake up very early I can't pray at night, and I can't wake up for Fajr prayer. Forget about it, okay? I don't have time, I don't like it. When someone will have these feelings, he must be sure that he is one of the miserable people, okay? So actually, sisters, let every one of us faces that reality. I am in reality one of the people of the happiness, or I am from the people of the misery. Again, it is your responsibility towards yourself. You are the one who can make your destination by choosing to follow the path of Allah, by choosing to like and to love the good deeds so that they will be easy for you. Because you cannot do anything continuously except when you like it. So when you like the good deeds, it will be very easy for you to pray the obligatory prayer and to pray the sunnah prayer and to recite the Quran and to have the good manners with everyone. Why? Because I like these deeds. Allah make it easy for me. Because Allah knows my intention that I want to do all of this for His sake, and also because Allah wants me to be from the people of the happiness in this life and in the hereafter. Accordingly, He is making the path of the righteous people easy for me. Okay, so actually every one of us must daily check this fact. Today, when I wake up in the morning, I have the intention to do the good deeds. I am happy to obey the commands of Allah. I am happy to learn the knowledge of Allah. If the answer is yes, inshallah today is a happy day and you will gain a lot of good deeds from that day. But if you wake up in the morning and Iblis, okay, is controlling your feelings and your intention, and Iblis is whispering to you, Fajr prayer is very early, forget it, sleep until 9 o'clock, still the day is very long. Then when you have the intention to go to the masjid, to learn about the Quran, no, you are very busy with the worldly issues, forget about the masjid, the Quran is there, you can learn it later, okay? Then when you want to help someone who is in need, no, you have to take care of yourself. Don't waste your energy with the other people. You are the priority. Take care of yourself. When you have these feelings or this whispering at the morning, you must say to yourself, I am very upset today. Because all my emotions and my feelings and my intentions are against being one of the happy people. I am one of the miserable people today. Oh Allah, I don't want it. I will not do it. I will ask repentance from Allah and I will force myself to the other direction, to the right direction, because my destination is my choice. I don't want to be from the miserable people. I don't want the miserable people to be my companionship. Okay, I want the good people and the happy people and the righteous people to be the people whom they will accompany me in this life and in the hereafter. Now inshallah we will learn a very important hadith of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, which is related to the fact that all the decree of all the creatures was written and nothing can be changed. One day Ibn Abbas reported that one day I was riding behind the Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, when he said, young man, I will teach you some words. Be mindful of Allah and he will take care of you. Be mindful of him and you shall find him at your side. If you ask, ask Allah. If you need help, seek it from Allah. Know that if the whole world were to gather together in order to help you, they would not be able to help you except if Allah had written so. And if the whole world were to gather together in order to harm you, they would not harm you except if Allah had written so. The bins have been lifted and the pages are dry. I will explain it inshallah, but there is another narration where Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, be mindful of Allah, you shall find him in front of you. Know Allah in times of prosperity, so he will know you in times of hardship. Know that whatever passed you by could never have happened, and what have happened could never have been avoided. Know that relief comes with affliction, and with hardship comes ease. Actually, sisters, in this hadith, there are 6 commands from Allah the Almighty, which we need to focus on, so that inshallah we will get a lot of benefit. Number 1, be loyal and obedient to Allah. That is to say, worship Allah alone, remember always obey His orders. If you do so, Allah will save you from every evil and will take care of you in all the spheres of life or in all the events of life. So again, number 1, be loyal and obedient to Allah, so that Allah will save you from every evil and will take care of you in all the events of your life. Actually, this fact was mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah number 65, verse 2 and 3 and 4. We will recite now from Surah number 65, verse 2 and 3 and 4, so that we believe that when we are obedient and loyal to Allah, Allah will save us from every evil and will take care of us all the time.
Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Man yattaqi Allah yaj'al lahu makhraja wa yarzuquhu min haythu la yahtasib. Wa man yatawakkal 'ala Allah fahuwa hasbuh. Inna Allah balighu amrih. Qad ja'ala Allah li kulli shay'in qadra. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا.
That is instructed to whoever should believe in Allah in the last day, and whoever fears Allah, He will make for him a way out and will provide for him from where he does not expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, then He is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will accomplish His purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent.
Okay. So, this is number 1, be loyal and obedient to Allah. It is clear that whoever is loyal and obedient to Allah, Allah the Almighty will make for him an outlet from every problem, and Allah will make his matters easy for him. The second command in this hadith is that be loyal and obedient to Allah. You will find Him near to you. You will find Him near to you. This means that Allah will respond to your request. This means that when you will call on Allah, Allah will answer your supplication. When you are obedient to Allah, Allah will answer your supplication. The third command is that if you ask... If you ask, ask Allah. The fourth command is, if you seek help from Allah. So the third command, if you ask, ask Allah. The fourth, if you seek help from Allah. These two commands were mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha, the surah or the chapter which we actually recited 17 times per day in our obligatory prayers. If we actually revise Surah Al-Fatiha, it is actually verse number 5 from Surah Al-Fatiha. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. Okay? So, the third and the fourth command are related to Surah Al-Fatiha, verse number 5, you alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. And actually, sisters, this is the proof that we are believers in the oneness of Allah. If I am a believer in the oneness of Allah, this means that Allah's will is the controller of all the affairs. So when I ask from the will that controls the life, the will of Allah. And when I need help, I need the help from the will which controls the life, which is the will of Allah. Accordingly, we always say to Allah, you alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. The fifth command is that, know that if all the people get together in order to benefit you with something, they will not be able to benefit you in anything except what Allah has decreed for you. And if they all get together in order to harm you with something, they will not be able to harm you in anything except what Allah has decreed for you. The bands have been stopped writing. This means that everything was already written and the ink over the paper of the book of the decree has dried. This means that no changes at all. Accordingly, Allah the Almighty is sending for us a message that the benefit is only from Allah. And when Allah plans for us the benefit, none can prevent that benefit from us. And if there is a calamity coming to us, it is also from Allah for a benefit. But none also can prevent it except Allah the Almighty. Actually, this is a very important fact which will make us actually to feel free from the people pressure in our life. None can bring a benefit, none can prevent harm. So all the people for me are like me, helpless creatures. We are all the servants of Allah, the Almighty, the only one who has the will which controls life. Actually, this fact was mentioned in the Holy Quran twice. We will start by reciting Surah number 7, verse number 17, because this is a very important fact for every believer to learn and to believe in. None can bring for me the good except Allah. None can prevent the harm except Allah. I am obedient to Allah. I am a servant to Allah, the Almighty. Surah number 6, verse number 17. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وإن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يمسسك بخير فهو على كل شيء قدير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. If Allah should touch you with adversity, there is no remover of it except Him. And if He touches you with good, then He is over all things competent.
So actually, sister, this is a very important rule regarding the belief in Allah's decree. And this rule means that all the matters are only up to Allah. To prevent the harm from Allah, to bring the good from Allah. Allah is able to do all the things. None can do anything but except by the will of Allah. We will recite also from Surah number 10, Surah Yunus, verse number 107. Surah number 10, verse number 107. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If Allah should touch you with adversity, there is no remover of it except Him. And if He intends for you good, then there is no repeller of it, of His bounty. He causes it to reach whom He wills of His servants, and He is the forgiving, the merciful.
So actually, sisters, again, Allah the Almighty is sending for us this message, which is a message of mercy from Allah. Make your heart close to Allah and very connected with Allah the Almighty, so that Allah the Almighty, you will send for Him the message that Allah, you are the only one who can remove the harm from me, and you are the only one who can give me the good. I am a believer in this fact. I am a believer in your power. I am a believer in your oneness, so that inshallah you will be close to Allah the Almighty. Nowadays, most of the people, unfortunately, they believe that human beings can do everything, and if I am in need in anything, I have to try with the people, and I have to find a way so that the people will give me a hand and will help me. Most of the people, they forget that this very important fact, that only Allah can bring for you the good, and only Allah can bring the, can remove the harm from you. Accordingly, they are far away from Allah because they believe that human beings can do. We must correct this belief, sister. Only Allah can bring the good, and only Allah can prevent the harm or remove the harm. Human beings are just means through which the decree of Allah is applied on the earth. So we are not supposed to focus on the means and to forget the one who is giving the command to the means to work, and the one who is in control of the means. We must focus on the one who is in control of the means. That one is the only God, the only Lord, Allah the Almighty. So we must all the time try to be focused on this fact. Only Allah can remove the harm. So accordingly, I must be obedient to Him. I must be connected to Him. I must be in a good relation with Him, so that inshallah He will shower me with His mercy, because the only mercy on the land is the mercy of Allah. So why I will ask the help and support from the helpless people, and I will forget about the only one who can help, Allah the Almighty? This means that my belief in Allah, my belief in the decree is not correct and is not clear, and I need to revise it again, so that I will be on the right path again with Allah, and I will be in the good relation with Allah, so that Allah will make me from the happy people through making the right path easy for me, inshallah. The fifth command in this hadith is that know Allah at prosperity, and He will know you at the time of adversity. Actually, sisters, when we believe that Allah knows everything and Allah is with us all the time, we must believe that it is not a good way to become close to Allah when we need Him, that is to say at the time of hardship, believing that we need Him only at the time of hardship and we are not in need of Him at the time of prosperity. This is 100% wrong. We are in need of Allah in every second of our life, because the will of Allah and the power of Allah is in control and in action in the life of every one of us in every second. So I am in need of Allah in every second. If I believe in this fact, I will be actually knowing Allah all the time. It doesn't make any difference for me whether I am at the time of prosperity or adversity, because this is not the problem. The problem for me is that I must be very close with Allah in every second, because Allah can make the prosperity change it to an adversity in a second. Allah can change the time of ease to a difficult time in a second. So if I am a believer, that Allah is the one who is in control of all the events in every second, so I must be close to Him all in every second, I must be obedient to Him in every second, I must all the time know Him. Knowing Allah means to remember Him all the time, to do dua to Him all the time, to do the deeds in sincerity for His sake only all the time. Accordingly, Allah is commanding us that we must know Him at the time of prosperity, because this is the proof that we are a believer, that He is the one controlling life in every second. If I am a believer in this and I am close to Him at the time of prosperity, inshallah He is promising us that He will know us at the time of adversity. And to know us at the time of adversity means that He will make for us an outlet from every difficulty, inshallah. And actually, the sixth command in this or the sixth fact actually in this hadith is that relief comes with affliction and with hardships comes ease. Relief comes with affliction and with hardship comes ease. Actually, this is a message of mercy from Allah, and this is a glad tiding from Allah to every one of us. Don't feel or believe that there is no end for the affliction, or don't believe that hardships comes alone. Hardship never comes alone. It always comes with ease. Affliction comes with the relief. This is Allah, the most merciful. We will recite now from Surah number 94, verse 5 and 6. Surah number 94, verse 5 and 6. Allah the Almighty said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Fa'inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. 5 and 6.
Bismillah ar-Rahim. And indeed with hardship will be ease. Indeed with hardship will be ease.
So actually, sisters, we must all the time remember this fact that there is always ease with every hardship. So let us focus on the ease. Let us not to focus on the hardship. Because if you focus on the hardship, you will be depressed. You will feel that you are very lonely, you are helpless, and you will be sad. And we don't want the believer to be sad. Allah doesn't want the believer to be sad. Because being a believer in the oneness of Allah, you are always in a good shape. So whenever we have hardship, we must look and search for the ease, because Allah promised that with every hardship there is ease. To prove that you are a believer in all the rules of the Holy Quran, all the time during the hardship, try to look for the ease and to search for it, and inshallah you will find the ease, and inshallah the hardship will end very quickly, inshallah. Now, sisters, must learn from this hadith the following facts. Number one, take care of your relation with Allah. Take care of your relation with Allah. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, said, be mindful of Allah, He will be mindful of you. This hadith reveals core truth about the nature of our relation with Allah. If you take care of your relation with Him, He will take care of you. Whatever you need or desire, in the end, it can only come from Him. When we ask help, we must ask only from Allah, because Allah is the only source of all the help. The companions used to ask Allah for help in everything, large or small, even in getting salt for their food, they will only ask Allah. We sometimes get busy with the side issues of our religion, with definitions, fiqh issues, and the difference between us, while forgetting the essence of our relationship with the Creator. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, captured this essence for all the Muslims, and taught us that as long as we turn to Allah, we will be all right. In order to understand, we must try it. It is one thing to read about it, and another to actually experience finding Allah at your side in moments of hardship. So in conclusion, sisters, All matters are up to Allah, and all the good only is from Him. So we must always keep our belief in Him very strong through obeying His commands, accepting His decree, asking help from Him only. Be close to Him all the time, at prosperity and adversity. Never feel angry regarding any event of your life. Instead, be patient. And at the last, always look for ease at the time of hardship, as Allah is the most merciful. الرحمن الرحيم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Rahman rahim, alhamdulillah, wa nasta'inu wa nasta'hdi wa nasta'firu.